on the line with us, a good man, Mark Myers from Stern AG and Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. But he says there's a lot to talk about. Mark?
Yeah, talk about good and bad. It's been an interesting week with everything that's going on, the economy in Japan. And now we got UN voting to go after Libya over there. We're watching Saudi Arabia, see how the unrest is there, to see how that's going to affect oil prices. And speaking of prices, I mean, we're seeing a lot of inflation out there. We did get a lot of economic numbers this week. You know, we saw manufacturing output rose for the sixth straight month in February, which that is great. That's a great sign that layoffs are declining. And we also saw economic reports that show more employers are adding jobs. And it looks like most economists are forecasting they're going to add about 200,000 jobs this month alone. So that'd be great. But one area of concern is the third report, and it shows higher gas and food prices being pushed up. And you know, what's always interesting is the United States government comes out and reports prices, and they say, oh, it's no big deal. But the government itself said that CPI, which is what we use to gauge inflation, is a basket of goods. They said it was up 0.5% last month, which is very high. But they said, well, we're going to take out food and energy. So actually, without that volatile food and energy in the equation, it was only up 0.2%. And that's what the government uses their numbers on, which they basically tell us there's no inflation, but we're kind of seeing otherwise. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. But unemployment here in the United States, I mean, it's looking great. We're going down. Unemployment's about 8.9%. You know, it was as high as 9.8%. But as far as prices go, you know, home prices are declining here in Fort Smith. We saw used home prices decline by 10%. So there's quite a bit drop. But as far as raising prices, we're seeing everything from Nike. You know, besides oil and gas, we're seeing Nike. They came out this morning. They reported earnings. Their earnings were not that good, and that was mainly because of the higher prices of commodities to make their shoes. So Nike is going to be down about 7%, it looks like, this morning. So we'll see what happens there. But besides the report on CPI, the government did come out yesterday, with another report, and they said that the cost of living for Americans hit a record high in February. They have another report out there that states that, and it's the highest it's been since July of 2008. So just for us to do everyday things is costing us a whole lot more. Now, as far as Japan goes, we're watching that terrible situation over there, but it is affecting a lot of companies here in the United States. General Motors has come out and said we're going to shut down a assembly plant in Louisiana for a while because they do not have the parts they need to build the cars from Japan. Sony has said we're having problems getting parts, and Volkswagen and even Apple has come out and said we're going to have problems with our new iPad 2 getting those out to market because Japan makes our batteries for those. And so we'll see what happens there. But as far as this morning on the markets look like they are going to open up. The futures say the Dow is going to open up about 90 points this morning, and that mainly has to do with the G7, which is seven multinational countries, decided to come together and help Japan out with their yen problems. The yen is shooting up quite a bit, which Japan is an export country, so when the yen shoots up, they cannot export goods as well because their prices are so high. So all these countries decided to get together and sell the yen and try to push it back down to help out Japan, which is great news.
Sure,
but
is.
We'll see what happens there. I mean, it's just a sad situation, and now we're all watching Libya. See what happens there today.
Yeah, just all around the world, we're watching these hot spots.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird situation. I mean, our economy is actually doing well. We're getting on firm footing in the United States for a change, but the rest of the world is having some major problems.
Mark, we appreciate you joining us. You have a great weekend.
You too. Take care.
Mark Myers of Stern AG and Leach. He covered a lot of bases, giving you some ideas there and what to think about. Stern AG and Leach is the company at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. You can reach Mark by calling 782-2527, and you can email him at mmyers@sternag.com.